Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Hi, Kenya. My name is Jeremy Landell. I'm calling in regards to a charge that I received from your company, but I never authorized any transaction.
Okay. Well, I'll be more than happy to check into this for you. And could I get your zip code, please?
10940.
Okay. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
56 Underhill Road, Apartment B, Middletown.
Okay, thank you. So I do see here that you paid the shipping for a Vibe smartwatch. And it looked like some earpods as well. So once you paid the shipping for those two products, that started a 14-day trial where you got to try the product for 14 days and then be billed the full amount for the product, which was the charges that you receive on the 8th.
That said it said nothing like that on your website.
Yes, sir.
That was going to be the price, and that was that.
Yes, sir. So if you remember checking an 18 and older box, it did state in that same box there about the 14-day trial and that you would be billed, that you understood that you would be billed the full amount of the product. And it is just a one-time payment, and it's not a monthly reoccurring charge or anything.
That was not my understanding, and I did not see that in any fine print. So, I mean, if that's the case, then I'll just send these back.
Okay. Bear with me one quick moment. Okay, well, if you were wanting to keep those items, I can offer you a 35% refund out of those.
No, I want the whole refund.
Okay, so you wouldn't want 50% refund either?
No, I want the whole refund.
Okay. And also, if you were wanting to keep those products, I can offer you a free set of earbuds as well.
No, because the earbuds don't even work that well anyway.
Okay. Okay, well, I can give you the address where to return those products. And there is a $9.99 restocking fee.
Can that be waived? Because, again, this is ridiculous. I read it over and over again. I didn't see anything about saying that I was going to be charged a full fee of whatever. And at the same time, it didn't even state that there was that what the fee was or anything like that. Like, if that's something that is implemented on your website for winning a prize, because that's what it said, I won a prize or whatever, and then I'll have to pay was the shipping and handling. Then that should be in bold print rather than in fine print. I mean, I did read it over and over again, and I didn't see anything like that.
Okay, yes, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the address where you can return the watch and pod. So, and are you ready for that now?
Okay, but can that $9.99 fee be waived?
Yes, sir. I can look into that for you. And were you wanting that address now?
One second.
Mm-hmm.
What's the address?
So that's 105 Sarah Way. So that's S as in Sam, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, space Way, W as in Walnut, A as in Apple, Y. And then it's this the pound symbol, 178 Mailpatis. Mm-hmm. That's M as in Mary, I, L as in Larry, P as in Pierre, I, T as in Turtle, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, California, and the zip code is 95035.
So 105 Sarah Way, pound sign, 178 Mel Patas, California.
Yes.
95035.
Yes, so bear with me one quick moment. Oh, and that was correct.
Okay.
Okay, so it did state about the 14-day trial that you understood you would be billed the full amount. So the $9.99 restocking fee would have to remain, but it isn't out of both charges. It's just the one-time payment.
Okay, but can you have someone waive that fee? Because, again, I did not see that.
Okay, well, let me check into that. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me a few more moments. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me just a few more moments. Okay, so I can go ahead and waive that $9.99 restocking fee. Let me see. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm still doing that refund for you. Okay, so I did do that refund for you. That should be showing in your account later today, but it can take up to 3 to 5 business days. So I would say no longer than the up and coming Friday of the week that's coming up. Okay. But in between that time.
That's the $9.99 or the refund in total?
Right. So the full amount of the last two charges.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. And also, you should find a better job. You've done great as customer service. Working for a company like this where they don't specify anything and then they try to say that there was something in the fine print, like, you've been more than helpful as a customer service agent working for a company like this. Like, honestly, you could be doing way better than what you're doing right now. I mean, I don't know exactly how much they're paying you or whatever, but doing honest work and, I mean, not having to deal with annoying people like this. I mean, I've been trying to, you know, be really cool, calm, and collected about it, but I'm pretty sure you run into, you know, idiots on the phone. But yeah, like, you've been more than helpful and more than well-versed in what you can and cannot do. So I'm just saying, for you personally, you can do way better than this company.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.